Paul Peterson is accused of operating an illegal international adoption ring. He was suspended from his elected job of Maricopa County Assessor yesterday, and he's due in court in Arkansas today, where a portion of the case against him hinges on whether pregnant women from the Marshall Islands were unauthorized immigrants. From the Front Terrace desk in Phoenix, KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports people in Arkansas raised concerns about Peterson years ago.
Freelance journalist Catherine Joyce once interviewed Paul Peterson for a story that was published in the New Republic magazine about Marshallese adoptions in Arkansas. She asked about his work in a migration deal between the United States and the Marshall Islands.
It seemed to me that he was demonstrating a lack of concern with whether or not what he was doing was violating the law.
Joyce watched from New York as Peterson was indicted in three states on dozens of felony charges involving mothers from the small country in the South Pacific.
It was shocking to see the scope of what turned up that he had been doing.
To help explain a complex story, KJZZ and other outlets often cited an investigation done by Honolulu Civil Beat on Marshallese adoptions. Joyce's article was published more than 3 years before that project. She started with a tip from a doctor.
They were seeing this sort of mass adoption taking place from this one particular community that they knew to be quite vulnerable.
Now Peterson is accused of masterminding an illegal adoption ring spanning a quarter of the globe. Federal prosecutors in Arkansas think they can convict Peterson of smuggling and helping unauthorized immigrants, different types of fraud, and money laundering. But defense lawyer Kurt Altman says his client is innocent.
We're going to battle it in court. That's where the evidence is presented. What happens outside, what people call them and what they say, doesn't matter. That's not relevant.
Altman was once a federal prosecutor, so he understands how they investigate, how that system works, and what's at stake for Peterson. He hopes the judge in Arkansas is willing to look at release conditions, that Peterson can get out of jail and return home.
He certainly wants to come home to Arizona, be with his family and friends while this is pending.
Altman expects to soon see evidence the government has against Peterson. Once the initial court hearings are done, he thinks the three cases will run together.
Hopefully, the chaos will settle some and we'll be able to focus on the defense.
With the Arkansas evidence yet to be revealed, and with Altman as his lawyer, the government's case against Peterson is not a slam dunk, says attorney Ann Chapman.
Kurt is an exceptional lawyer, a very smart guy, and I would be confident if he was on my team.
Chapman is a criminal defense specialist. She says prosecutors will have to show that Marshallese women should not have been in Arkansas if they hope to prove that Peterson smuggled and helped unauthorized immigrants to make himself rich.
Those allegations depend on whether or not those people were here illegally in the United States.
A compact of free association between the U.S. and the Marshall Islands lets people flow freely between the two countries, for the most part. The deal has roots in nuclear weapons testing done by the U.S. that left part of the country uninhabitable. A reform made in 2003 prohibits Marshallese women from coming to the U.S. to give up their baby if they don't get a visa first.
I think that the history of the relationship between the United States and the Marshall Islands is very interesting. It's one of exploitation, and this treaty, this free association agreement, arose out of that complicated relationship.
Joyce, the reporter whose story on Marshallese adoptions in Arkansas was published back in 2015, says Peterson had a reputation for helping fly pregnant women in. But she would not have learned of it if not for tips from those who came in touch with the women.
Places where a vulnerable population has to show up, even if they are largely sort of being kept secret from the broader public.
Likewise, when the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas announced charges against Peterson, he said the case sprang from a tip that came from the local legal association. In Utah, nurses shared clues. And in Arizona, a hint came from potential adoptive parents. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.